Hollywood is ablaze with accusations of sexual misconduct. It's time for another edition of When Good Actors Do Bad Things on Pop Life.
On-demand audio from WAER is made possible by contributions from listeners like you. To give or to find more information, visit our website, waer.org.
The latest iteration of the hashtag MeToo has started a domino effect of accusations of sexual misconduct against producers, actors, and media professionals, and the ripples are felt both near and far. Welcome to another episode of the Pop Life Podcast. I'm Joe Lee with Jeff Herbert, entertainment writer for Syracuse.com and the Post Standard. Accusations of sexual misconduct, harassment, and even rape against Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein of Miramax and the Weinstein Company fame are piling up higher than a Syracuse February snowstorm. And now the hashtag MeToo has encouraged others to step forward with their own stories implicating more prominent Hollywood and media personalities. First of all, Jeff, the Weinstein count is now up to 60 accusers, stretching some 40 years. It is a major mess.
It goes all the way back to when he was a concert promoter in Buffalo. I mean, it's amazing that no one spoke about this publicly for so long. But it's amazing that so many people have come forward. And I think what's the most powerful thing that's coming out of the Weinstein case is that it has inspired so many other women and in some cases men to come forward with their own stories of sexual harassment, assault, and abuse.
It's amazing to me how long it's gone on. I mean, it's like Hollywood has looked the other way or swept it under the rug, almost normalized it to a degree. It's hard for me to imagine that someone can get away with something like that for so long.
Well, in some cases with Weinstein, especially as a man of power, he was able to pay off some of the accusers and, you know, they signed non-disclosure agreements. But what has happened now that a lot of it is out there, that other people feel empowered to speak up about it. And maybe way back then they were worried about their careers or they were ashamed or simply maybe even worried that nobody would believe them.
Why, Lord Wessex? Lost your wife so soon?
Indeed, I am a bride short, and my ship sails for the New World on the evening tide. How is this to end?
As stories must when love's denied, with tears and a journey.
That's a scene from Oscar winner Shakespeare in Love, and while he has produced some notable films like Shakespeare in Love, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill Volume 3, Gangs of New York, one of my favorites, and Good Will Hunting, there haven't been many, if any, recent hits. So you sort of have to wonder if his Hollywood power ranking slippage, losing that power and control over people, is one of the reasons people feel more comfortable stepping forward now.
I really don't know about that. I mean, he's got more than 300 movies and TV shows under his credits now. It's amazing just to think that with that kind of influence, even if he's not necessarily producing hits right now, his fingers are still, you know, involved in other projects out there that, you know, I'm sure that he still at least maybe thought he had the influence to keep people quiet for as long as he did. But that's all changed now.
And I bet one of the other sort of reasons people feel more comfortable stepping forward, too, is the notable folks that have stepped up to lend their name to these complaints. People like Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ashley Judd, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o. There's just a handful of famous actresses that have now stepped up and reported these incidents. And these are powerful women in their own right who are established now. And, you know, the retaliation from someone like a Weinstein is much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And then just by a couple actresses tweeting hashtag MeToo, it has inspired so many other people to come forward, you know, both non-famous people in their own just personal situation across the country and even globally. But that same ripple effect is happening now in Hollywood as other big names, producers, directors, and actors are also being accused now.
Yeah, this scandal is going to have major impacts on the Weinstein Company itself. He's been, I guess, released from the company. The company has projects that are going on that may get interrupted now. the actors associated with those projects may be out of work, or you know, the films may not get released. It's a terrible mess. The wave of victims who now feel empowered to speak out is only spreading.
The tardigrade was your contribution. I never intended to utilize a living creature as a navigation tool.
I didn't either.
You say Portabella, I say Portobello. You are the cause of this situation, Burnham.
That's Star Trek Discovery's Anthony Rapp, who plays science officer Paul Stamets on the new series. Rapp has accused Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey of attempts to seduce him years ago when Rapp was 14 years old. The two were performing together on Broadway at the time. Spacey, who claims to not remember the event, apologized and then used the opportunity to announce that he has decided to live his life as a gay man. And the pushback has been, and the criticism has been pretty swift. And I got to tell you, gay Twitter was having none of it from Spacey. He was accused of really just a terrible coming out situation, setting gay rights back decades.
Absolutely, because not only did he pick a terrible time to come out in that, you know, situation, like being accused and trying to maybe deflect or shift the story, but also at the same time, some people are saying it sounds like an excuse. First, he said that he may have been drunk at the time, and then he says, yes, I'm a gay man, which was supposedly an open secret in Hollywood. But now that he's saying it, he's instantaneously associated that with the accusations in one fell swoop and set a very bad example for other people out there.
Yeah, it's not being received well. I'm not sure who coached him through that. Maybe he had no coaching at all, but it's not going over well. One of the main situations to come out of this is Netflix has decided to cancel production on season 6 of House of Cards, which is critically acclaimed. It's actually the show that has been largely credited for making streaming content a viable distribution platform.
Exactly. It was one of the first streaming services to be nominated for awards and win awards. And at the same time, it, you know, popularized the concept of binge watching because it was one of the first popular shows that you could only watch on a streaming service, and you know, it paved the way for Netflix and other streaming services to offer their own original programming. And now that first domino has fallen for streaming services.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's not the way that they thought they would end that. And I think I read that they were planning to end this anyway before this came out, but they're, I guess, cutting this in mid-production. I think that first they said that they would finish production of season 6. And then ended after that. Now you have fans out there who are saying, kill him off and allow the storyline to go on with his wife being president. I don't know if anything like that will happen, but it's terrible. And this is fast moving. So just in the time it took me to get from my office to this studio so we could record this session, you know, there are other things that are coming out now. We have Tony Montana, who is a filmmaker, accused Spacey of groping him. We have there are several reports coming out now from the time that he spent as the artistic director at the Old Vic in London. Several reports that are coming out that he routinely tried to seduce young male actors. The Vic has actually set up a hotline for people to call into to report incidents over the history. So this is just not going well for Kevin Spacey.
No, absolutely not. And it's unclear to see what the continuing fallout would be. But as more accusers come forward, it would definitely be hard for him to get cast in anything.
And another interesting thing happening with Spacey is, and this is the chatter on Twitter, is that many people are finding it, or they're going back and watching some of his earlier work. Many people are finding it very difficult to watch the film American Beauty, Oscar-winning film American Beauty, in which Spacey's character was in love with and pursuing infatuated with and pursuing a relationship with his teenage daughter's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hindsight looking real creepy right now.
Right.
Well, it was creepy,
creepy
at the time.
At the time, too.
Yeah. But no one saw any problem with that. I mean, it won an Oscar. I don't remember there being any discussion and education around that film when it came out at that time. And so now you have this retro look back, and it does look pretty creepy.
Well, if it's difficult to watch that, it's going to be difficult to watch a lot of his other movies as well, too, because you always have to question yourself, you know, in situations like this, can you separate the art from the artist? And in a case where the art might be too similar to the artist themselves, it's very difficult. But if in other cases, maybe you can. I think it's a case-by-case basis. But with a film like that, with a situation like this, it's going to be difficult for a lot of people.
There's another thing that folks are noticing was that on an episode, I think, of Family Guy, there's a baby running through, I think, a shopping mall that, or a store or something,
right,
that screams, I've just escaped Kevin Spacey's basement. I mean, so Seth MacFarlane has been privy to, I guess, chatter around this issue. And, I mean, that would be an odd thing to throw in to a show, don't you think, if he didn't have knowledge or aware of the reputation?
The weird part is that Seth MacFarlane made another joke about Harvey Weinstein just a few years ago at Oscar nominations announcement. He joked that the women who are nominated because of that prominence, that success, they no longer have to pretend to like Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a joke that resonates now because now we know there's some truth to that joke. And now we wonder, does he know more stuff in Hollywood? Were other people trying to send signals out in a way that maybe people didn't realize at the time there was truth behind some of these jokes?
Mm-hmm. Yep. People are accusing him of being complicit to a degree.
Legal action is another situation as well. I mean, Harvey Weinstein and director James Toback, for example, the police in Los Angeles and New York have opened up cases, investigation against both of those filmmakers.
Yep, and it's not stopping there. It's not only a Hollywood issue. It's now hitting big media. We have the likes of Mark Halperin.
And political analyst Mark Halperin is now facing new public accusers and fallout.
Mark Halperin taking a leave of absence from his current employer, NBC, because of these allegations from five separate women.
He was an author. He is a journalist and a writer. And he had deals with Showtime, HBO, and Penguin Press that are now killed. Related to his Game Change book, it's not only sort of the Fox News scandals that are hitting the media now. It's
mm-hmm.
it's now media wide. We have NPR's chief news editor Michael Reskes, who's been accused of inappropriate behavior in the past while he was the Washington bureau chief of the New York Times. You mentioned James Toback, filmmaker and producer Brett Ratner. Has now been accused by six different women. He is the executive producer of the TV show Prison Break. He produced movies like X-Men, Last Standing, The Revenant, and Rush Hour. It's just this domino effect is just crazy right now, and something's telling me we're not going to hear the last of it today.
Oh, no. There's already an investigation going on at CBS over allegations against Jeremy Piven, who currently stars on The Wisdom of
yes.
the Crowd. And, you know, it's raising a lot of questions about people in Hollywood and maybe other positions of power or celebrity where, you know, again, accusers maybe were silenced by settlements or fear of being reprimanded either for their careers or maybe it's simply not being believed. But again, like you said before, I think the prominence of some of the accusers, you know, famous people coming forward with their own stories, you know, in this case with Brett Ratner, you've got Natasha Henstridge and Olivia Munn coming forward. Those are big, recognizable names.
Yeah.
And it definitely adds a lot of credibility to the stories, and it hopefully inspires more people to come forward if there are other victims out there.
Yeah, and then you do have to wonder. I mean, you certainly don't want to deny that anyone's been wronged, but the pace at which these things are coming out, you do have to start looking more closely to say, you know, what's the legitimacy of some of these complaints? You hope that there isn't copycat activity going on out there or vengeful, revenge-seeking individuals out there naming people without credible evidence. I think as these get investigated by news sources, by employers, I think it's going to get tougher and tougher because we're, in many cases, we're talking things that happened 15, 20, 25 years ago. for some of these individuals. It's a tough situation, no doubt. But I do think this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're hearing reports about from athletes now with coaches, student athletes with coaches, gymnasts on both national and even local levels. I read a case of a high school student here who is has accused a coach recently. So it's not going away. It's only going to get worse, and we'll try to keep our eye on it as it relates to pop culture and Hollywood. So, well, that's going to be it. I don't think we can really transition to anything else after after this kind of conversation. So we want to thank you for listening to this episode of Pop Life, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. To get past episodes of the podcast, listen on demand at waer.org. And if you want, you can like the Pop Life Facebook page for frequent updates. And be sure to check up on what Jeff's got going on over at syracuse.com and the Post Standard. Until next time, I'm Joe Lee.